Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my love. Thank you for joining me on God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on his faith in the Lord Friday. My faith is in my Father's hand. My faith is in his care. My faith is in believing in his word that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. My faith is in if I just lay at his feet and continue to trust him and walk in purpose that I will get everything that he called me forth to get. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I will stand in alignment with his good, acceptable, and perfect will. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over us. Heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. We long for more of you. We long for more of your understanding, your comprehension, Father God. We long for more of the depth of who you are, Father God, in our lives, Father God. We want to know what we're called to do every single day, Father God. So reveal to us the things that's hidden in a daily basis, Father God. Reveal to us and give us the strength to walk in obedience, Father God, and do the things that you set forth to do, Father God. Give us the strength to be able to hear you in everything, Father God, to be silent when it's called to be silent and speak when we call to speak, Father God, and to not fear, Father God, but only to fear you. And the fear that you have want us to have is the reverence and respect for you, Father God. So we fear you, Father God. We bow down to you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited because this is the last God's Rooted Message of 2017. Hallelujah. God's Rooted Message is not done, but this is the last one, the live taping of it for 2017, and I'm excited. And today's title is called I Choose Purpose Over Pleasure. Hallelujah. And I just want to give you the definitions of them words because God gave that to me yesterday during a conversation I was having. I say, wow, that is so deep. I have chose purpose all year over pleasure. Hallelujah. Because this was the year that God stretched me. This was the year that God was preparing me for what he called me to do. He say, I'm going to have you speaking to nations and going all around the world, and God had me seeing a different understanding of going to the world and speaking to different people and going. He just gave me a humbling experience, and I'm just so thankful. Hallelujah. So I choose purpose over pleasure. Pleasure means a feeling of happy satisfaction and enjoyment, used or intended for entertainment rather than business. Hallelujah. Now, God wants us to have happy satisfaction. He wants us to have enjoyment, but we need to understand that when we are our will is always about us always being happy and satisfied. And purpose is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. Hallelujah. So I choose purpose. I want to know the reason for which I am done, which I am created for. Why do I even exist? Hallelujah. So I choose purpose over pleasure, over the entertainment. I don't want to be entertained in life where I'm not walking in purpose. Hallelujah. Where I'm entertaining people to make people happy and I'm not really happy. And what scripture, hallelujah, it say you intended for entertainment rather than business. And it made me think about Jesus when he said to Mary and his father Joseph when they came looking for him, when he had stayed in the temple and was talking to the doctors, hallelujah, and they were saying they was amazed at his teaching and how he learned because he had the spirit of God and he was doing what he was called to do. And in Luke 2 and 49, it said, and he said to them, how is it that you sought me? Knew you not that I was that I must be about my father's business? Do you not understand that you have to be about your father's business? When you choose purpose over pleasure, hallelujah, you're about your father's business. You're about walking into what you were created to be, why you exist, what is the meaning of you, what is the hidden things that God is revealing about you daily, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what my father gave to me to just speak to his children and to speak to me also, because one thing I'm learning is that God speaks to me to speak to his children. But I'm always listening because I'm actually the first ear to hear anything that God is saying. Because when God released something out of me, my ears is close to my mom. So I hear everything and I take in what's due for me because I know the voice of God. Hallelujah. I know what he is speaking to me and what's needed for me. And that's something that I had to learn. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So as you're choosing a purpose the purpose over pleasure, hallelujah. And Jesus say, don't you know that I'm supposed to be about my Father's business? And I've been reading Jeremiah, and I've been focused on Jeremiah. My father had took me to that, hallelujah. And I just want to release a little bit of stuff of what God was saying. And you go on into 2018 trusting God and believing God, but still laying his feet, still continue to choose purpose rather than pleasure. See, sometimes we would get so stuck in because purpose is so, it's so much persecution and tribulation and so much stuff that goes on. It feels like God, like you being broken and you being destroyed, but God is really there with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then Jeremiah 31, when God was revealing his new covenant that he was going to make, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, it says, and this shall come to pass, Jeremiah 31 and 28, it says, and this shall come to pass, that like I have watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to throw down, to destroy, to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant. Hallelujah. And what I really wanted you to pay attention to is watch over. Hallelujah. See, God was talking to the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He was talking to Judah. He was making an understanding of the new covenant and what he had said. Hallelujah. What he was calling them to do and what he was showing them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to go to Jeremiah 1 when God first said the same thing to Jeremiah when God told Jeremiah what he was called to do. Hallelujah. And Jeremiah 1, when God let Jeremiah know that I formed you in your mother's belly. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 1, verse number 5, it say, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nation. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said to me, say not, I am a child, for you shall go to all that I shall send you, and whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set over you the nations, set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, and to build, and to plant. Hallelujah. So we understand when God first came to Jeremiah, he said, I am a child. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When God first comes to you, be doubtful. You say, I'm a child. I cannot do this. He said, but you are going to go to wherever I tell you to go to. Say that I'm a child, but I shall send you it. Go to all that I shall send you, and whatsoever I command you to say, speak. One thing God has shown me this year, God has sent me to some places, and he has called me to speak some things, hallelujah, and he has to let me understand not to be afraid of their faces, hallelujah, that I am a child in him, hallelujah. See, one thing we need to understand, Jeremiah said, I am a child, but we're all, God, Jesus told his disciples, you have to become to him like a child, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A child is one that's always inquisitive, one that one to know, one that believes, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and trust their parents, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So he said, he put his hand to his mouth and say, I will put the words in your mouth. My words are in your mouth, hallelujah. He said, my words. So one thing you need to understand is that when you choose purpose over pleasure, God's words is in your mouth, and he called you to do stuff in the kingdom of God, hallelujah. Whatever he called you to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, to throw down, and to build, and to plant, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So when God was talking to them, when God was talking through in Jeremiah 31, when he said, and it shall come to pass that like I have watched over them, he's talking about who he told Jeremiah that he was going to have them root up and throw down and destroy and build. God's letting them know of the new covenant that he's making with them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is coming to tell them of the new covenant that he's making with the children of Israel. He say, and as it shall come to pass, that like I have watched over them, hallelujah. So he watched over you when you were being plucked up, when you were being broke down, when I watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to flick. So will I watch over them to build and to plant. So when he watched over you to go through the different things that you've been through, that's why when God had put it in my spirit to teach about bring it back to remembrance, not being ashamed of your past. See, some people try to block out what happened. See, it's not, God is not telling us to dwell so much on our past where we don't move and we don't grow. God is trying to get you to trust him so much, to walk into purpose, to choose purpose, that if he brings back something to remembrance, that means it's a teaching lesson. It's something that's witnessing. Because Jesus said that the Spirit of truth will testify about me, and they'll testify about you from the beginning. So when something is testifying about you, it's telling you how they overcome. A testimony is us speaking how God has been with us and delivered us and what we learned out of this situation. So when God is bringing back to remember some things to you, he is telling you how he has been with you, how he has gave you the strength to overcome, to be able to do the things that he called you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we got to understand how to accept the things that God is bringing back to remember us and say, Father God, give me the clarity, the understanding of what I learned in this, Father God. Show me how you applied your word, how I applied obedience, how I apply faith in this area so I can use it in the next level that I'm going to. Hallelujah. Because if our testimony, people come overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, if he overcome by the blood of Jesus and the word of the testimony, we're bearing witness of who he is inside of us, how he have delivered us, because he dwells inside of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when we speak the things that God tells us to speak, hallelujah, because Jesus told Jeremiah, I put my words in your mouth. So when God is calling you to speak some things, because there's some things that God has told you to speak this year that you didn't speak because you tried to blank it out, because you listen to so many people that saying, let go of the past, let go of that. Some people that are saying that haven't faced the past. They are walking in pleasure. They are seeking the will of pleasure. They're seeking the will of the enjoyment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They're seeking the will of happy feeling. They want a feeling. We walk in purpose. Hallelujah. We don't walk in feelings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The spirit is not a feeling. We don't walk in feelings. We don't, the happy satisfaction and enjoyment. Hallelujah. The life is joyful. He gives us laughter. He gives us joy. He gives us peace. He gives us all of that. He gives us the spirit of this. Hallelujah. But it's not entertainment. He's not doing this to entertain us. See, when we blank out what God is doing, we put something in front of us to entertain us instead of being about our Father's business, instead of facing it and allowing God to show you the power. And say, people have the form of godliness, but deny the power they're in. See, some people deny the power of the God to totally making you whole. See, by the blood of Jesus, by his stripes, you are healed. See, some people are satisfied with walking in healness. That is entertainment for them. So they heal. So they buck and jump and they healed and they praise him for that. But what about wholeness? See, God wants us to be whole. God wants us to be like Christ. And we're called to be conformed to the image of Christ. Christ was whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He showed how it was to walk in wholeness in God. Hallelujah. But he also showed how he was in wholeness of God, but how he had to always go and stay and lay at God's feet to stay whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He trusted God to bring back to remembrance all the things. Hallelujah. That was said, that was called to come to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to understand that we have to be about our Father's business, that you have to be comfortable with choosing purpose over pleasure. Hallelujah. It's going to be a time where God is going to give you things that's amazing. Hallelujah. So many people want the pleasure, the entertainment, the prosperity and the big things and the great things that your eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard, but they don't want the purpose, what you was created for, why you even exist, the reason for which something was made or done. What was the reason? Jesus said to his disciples, they didn't know what type of spirit he was. They didn't understand the reason of why he was there, the purpose of him. See, God is trying to teach you how to understand the purpose of what he created you to be, how he created you to be, how he's showing you how to walk in wholeness and be who he called you to be in every area of your life. But you have to choose this day who you're going to serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who? Why? Why? Why do you choose to serve him? Why do you want to serve him? Why do you want to walk in purpose? Is it because you want the things that
that manifests where people think if you have a lot that you have fruit of God. No, God wants you to have purpose where you bear fruit in the spirit. You have the fruit of the spirit, where you bear fruit of the spirit, where you bear fruit of all things that he called you to bear fruit in, where he planting you in areas where he needs you to be planted. God wants us to go into a deeper level of all the things that he's doing. In Ecclesiastes 3:1-3, it says, to everything there is a season and time, to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. Hallelujah. Now you see how it says a time to plant and a time to pluck. God say, I watched over you when you was plucked up, when you was broke down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when he was plucking up some things that was planted that wasn't meant to be planted. Hallelujah. Some things that was planted that you wasn't supposed to plant because you planted them out of pleasure, because you chose pleasure first instead of purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But now God plucked them up, but he washed over you, hallelujah, because you were his, hallelujah. It says the time to break down and the time to build up. See, he broke down some things because he needed to build up some things. He needed some things to be established on the strong foundation, which was in him, hallelujah. Thank you. You see, when you choose pleasure, entertainment, before you choose the business of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, before you about your father's business, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm not talking about your natural father. I'm talking about your spiritual father, hallelujah. I'm talking about God in heaven, the holy God, the true and living God, hallelujah, who sent his only begotten son because he so loved the world to set us free, hallelujah. All that confess and believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior and that God rose him from the dead, hallelujah. The ones that was baptized in the name of Jesus and received the gift of the Holy Ghost, the one that walk in the power and authority, the ones that don't have the spirit of fear but the power, love, and a sound mind, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, them are the ones that my spirit is speaking to. The spirit of God is speaking out of me. The spirit of God that lives inside of me. The spirit of God that's teaching and guiding and directing me to go and do his good, acceptable, and perfect will. See, you have to choose purpose over pleasure. Will you choose it? Will you trust God to take you to where he needs to take you to? Hallelujah. It says a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. It says a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. And I'm going to stop right there because I really wanted to stop at 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says a time to break down and a time to build up. So God say, I washed over you when I did all that, when I broke you down, when I plucked you up. So I'm going to watch over you while I build you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be right there. I'm going to watch over them to build them and to plant them. But do you notice in Ecclesiastes, it said to plant, then to pluck, and it said to break down and then to build. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says to break down and to build. And when God was sitting here talking about these things, hallelujah, he said he watched over you when he broke down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then he built up the stuff. It said it watched over you when he broke them down, when he rooted them out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's going to watch over you when he builds you and plants you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he's letting you know that he's there. He's planting and he's building some things into you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he wants you to trust him, to walk in a purpose, to know that he the one that created you. He know what you exist with, the purpose of your existence. He know everything about you. So he needs you to trust him in this season. He needs you to walk in total purpose, in total obedience, in total submission to what he's doing in your life. You got to choose submission. You got to choose obedience. You got to choose trust. You got to choose belief. See, you have to believe God to be able to know that he watched over you when you went through this. So many people leave and stray away from God when they be like, well, why did he allow this to happen? Why would a loving God allow this to happen? Why would a loving God take this from me? Hallelujah. Do you know God stripped me from everything and this was the best year of my whole life because I got a better relationship with God? If anybody looked at all the things that I've been through this year, they would be like, I done had people tell me, let your God take care of you. He is taking care of me because he's keeping me. He ain't allowed me to lose my mind, but he's showing me that he's plucking and breaking stuff down where I was was holding on and trusting too many things and too many people, and I had to really cling to the true and living God and really trust him, not preach his word and teach his word to his children, but actually walk it out. And I thank God for allowing me to walk out what I was saying I believe you for, God. What I was saying I trust you for, God. What I am saying that I'm being obedient to you, God, but he actually allowed me to walk it out. So I'm thankful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thankful for God through the message, because God is allowing me to be rooted in his message. God is allowing me to be rooted in his word. See, God is not allowing me to teach his word and say his word and not believe what I'm teaching. And not as we say, I have walked out things, hallelujah, that by the goodness and the blood of Jesus, I am here and I am whole in areas, hallelujah. And the areas where I'm not whole, that God is breaking and rooting and plucking to plant and to build in them areas, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, sometimes we got to be able to embrace the hard time. See, what people look at from the outside, they don't know what God is doing on the inside. That's why I love my Father and got to understand it to know that where I am right now, I am farther in the spirit, hallelujah. Where you see me right now, my spirit is beyond, hallelujah. So God is teaching me how to know his ear, how to be in tune with his ear, how to be in tune with his voice, where I know when someone's speaking to me, they're speaking to me and what they see me going through, or someone's speaking to me where I truly am, hallelujah, because I'm not where I am right now. I am beyond, hallelujah. I'm at the nations. I'm at speaking to the children and doing the things that God called me to do, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and I'm so thankful. I'm thankful that God allowed me to go through this process to get out, birth out of the book that he gave me. Hallelujah. I tried to do my book and how everybody else did it, how everybody else said you could do it in seven days and you can do a three-day book. But God had to break and pluck and break down some things and show me, like, I want you to really speak your testimony. I don't want you to give out, do two, three different books on the same thing. No, I want you to speak out everything I'm telling you to speak. So in my time, you're going to do it. It's to everything, there is a season. It's a time for every purpose under the heaven. Hallelujah. I had to go through my season and my time to be alone with my Father, to just lay at my Father's feet, to really ask my Father questions, because this year I have asked my Father God questions that I never asked before. If I wouldn't have went through this experience, I wouldn't have got the depth of questioning my God, not questioning him where I'm testing him, but questioning where I want to know, that I want to know more about you, where I want to know more about the color of you, more about the essence of you, hallelujah. I talked to my niece the other day, and I told her, I said, I want to know you more. I want to know what your favorite color is. I said, I want to know what makes you smile, what makes you happy, hallelujah. And this year I wanted to know that about God. I wanted to know more about what makes him smile, what makes him happy, what makes him want to discipline me, what makes him love me so much, what makes him create, what was his purpose for creating me the way he created me, hallelujah, for choosing to watch over me over all the things that I've been through, because God has been with me all my life, even when I didn't believe in him, even when I came to him and got baptized and still went back out in the world, he watched over me, because he had to break me down some more. He had to pluck up some things. He had to root up some things, but he watched over me while I was in them situations. And one thing you need to understand is that God watched over you when you, wherever you are, hallelujah. And then he's going to watch over you to build you and to plant you, hallelujah, to plant the things that need to be planted, hallelujah. He had to pluck up some things in me that was not of me, hallelujah, that was not of him that's in me, because he that's in me is greater than he that's in the world, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he had to pull out of me, pluck up of the world that was inside of me, because it was him that was in the world that had me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was consumed by the world. Hallelujah. I had a heart after the world. I had a heart after the devil, because the devil had me. Hallelujah. It consumed me. Hallelujah. And God had to pluck that out of me. God had to take that out of me and transform my thought process, transform the things that I used to do. Hallelujah. To be who he truly called me to be. To truly walk in the greatness that God say I am, hallelujah, because I believe I am. I believe my creator. I believe what he said, hallelujah. God showed me through this relationship that faith and belief is some strong things that if you hold on to them, you can make it through anything. Because you're not going to have faith in something you don't believe. A lot of people are shaking because their belief is shaken. They don't really have faith. It says it's impossible, without faith, it's impossible to please God, believing that he is who he is. It says in faith, it's impossible to please him, and you got to believe that he is who he is, that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I believe he is who he is. Can't nobody shake that faith. I've had so many situations, so many things to try to shake it, but it made me stronger. I thank God that he watched over me when I was being broke down and plucked up and all the different things was happening to me, because it showed me who he is. It showed me the hand of God. It showed me all the times that I was threw down, hallelujah. The things that destroyed me, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that destroyed me. I'm most thankful for the things that destroyed me. And you know why I'm so thankful for the things that destroyed me? Because it took me out of my will. It took me out of my feelings. It took me out of my ways and my thoughts, because the main scripture that God had me meditate on all the time was trusting the Lord with all thy heart and lead not on thy own understanding. He had to destroy my understanding and all my ways of knowledge him. He shall direct my path. He had to destroy that because he knew that my understanding was too much, that my understanding, it would have my thoughts exalt itself over God and I wouldn't be into the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. So he had to destroy that. He had to destroy the way that I took in offenses. He had to destroy the way I understood mercy, the way I understood forgiveness, hallelujah, how I understood love, how I understood embracing someone, how I understood loving someone. So he had to break that down and destroy my understanding, my concept of it, the way that the world taught me was the truth. God had to destroy it, and he washed over it, and he washed over it, and he listened to me as I cried and laid at his feet and trusted in him and believed in his holy word and said, without a shadow of doubt, I believe you. Can't nobody turn me away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He identified inside of me spirits that he took away from me so I can identify them in other people. Hallelujah. So I know how to pray. Hallelujah. God has done so much for me. So that's why I'm thankful. I'm thankful that this is the last God's Word message for this year. I'm thankful that God kept me, even the shows that I wasn't allowed to do, because this year when God was teaching me and had me in a situation that he had me, he was watching over me, hallelujah, but he built me up because I was able to speak it to myself. It said, David, encourage yourself. I encouraged myself in the Lord, and God sent other people to encourage me too when I needed it. But one thing I'm thankful for, my Father allowing me to go through the best year of my life so thus far, because it's been the best learning year of my life. I have learned something every day of this year. God put in my spirit, what did you learn today? I used to speak it out to my people on Facebook. Then God started telling me, speak it to yourself. Speak it to me. Tell it to me. And I focus on that. What did I learn today? As long as I'm learning today, as long as I'm learning stuff, I know God is steady increasing over me. He's steady releasing growth inside of me. He's steady taking me to another level inside of him. And I'm thankful. I'm beyond thankful. I'm grateful for everything that God has done. So I pray you receive this message tonight. I thank you for joining me tonight on God's Word and Message. I pray you just trust God like never before. Embrace the things that you're going through. Know that God is watching over you. God knows everything. God knows the situation that you need to come closer to him, because God knows ultimately what you were created to do. God knows the purpose of everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to just read your scripture because somebody must need to meditate on it, because it's not just for me. It's Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 11. It say, he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their hearts so that man could find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. So man can find out the work that God made from the beginning to the end. God makes everything beautiful. He's showing you, so he's doing all this so you can know the works of his hand. And so you can, man, make so. So that no man can find out the works of God. He wants you to daily be revealed something about him. Daily he reveals something. So hold on to that. Trust God. Join me next year on God's Through the Message. Continue to pray for me as I pray for every soul that listen and tune into this.
that God increases you in more understanding and learning more and embracing the process of life that you have to go through. And don't try to take nobody else's journey, but only take the journey that God called you to take and be thankful for the journey. I'm thankful for everything that God allows me to go through. I'm thankful that he chose me and showing me the strength that he put inside of me, that his strength is truly being made whole in my weakness. So trust God, believe God, join me next year and continue to pray without season. Hallelujah. God loves you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, but our Father loves us more. Submit to him. Trust him. Do all things in the name of Jesus. I love you. God loves you more. See you next year. Love harder, pray harder. Hug love, my love.